Days. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for a Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special. Now, here's Dawn Reese to start us off.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Hollywood Connections, chatting with Deidre, one of my top beauty queen reporters in Hollywood, Florida. Super excited, and Deidre, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Super excited for tonight's show.
I know, so I'm going to say take it away because Deanna, I've known her for years, and she was a star on Container Wars, and you're going to have an amazing show with her. So everyone listen to Deidre. She's one of our top reporters, and Deidre, take it away.
Awesome. All right. Hi, Diana. Thank you for interviewing with me tonight.
Hang on here, Deidre. We lost her. Let me give her a call here back.
Okay.
So if you want to go ahead and I'll play the music here a little. All right, and Deanna's on.
Hi, Deanna.
Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for interviewing with me tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Awesome. So I was able to look up your career. You've had an amazing career. You've acted in many TV shows and movies. So let's start off by talking about the new series you have coming up. It's called Ghostbusters, coming in 2021. Can you tell us about that series and about your role?
Sure. First of all, the name of the show is Ghetto Busters. It's very much a parody of Ghostbusters. But in this case, it is going to be a streaming series that has to obviously deal with three unconventional superheroes. They basically save the neighborhood one household at a time. I play the mother. I'm basically the mom of the Jill of all trades. I basically invent for them the actual app for them to go out and save the neighborhood. And the rest you're going to have to watch.
That's awesome. That sounds really cool.
Thank you.
And so I did see the Container Wars show. What was it like to be on that show?
It was a lot of fun. In reality, I really am a treasure hunter, so I obviously portrayed myself on the show. For the most part, it was really a lot of fun going up, competing with a whole cast of men, and of course, being the only woman on the show, so that was very obviously empowering. But it was just, I had a great time. Again, I portrayed myself, so I competed with the guys, obviously bidding on the containers. And at the end of the day, I won. Sometimes I lost, but again, it was a great three seasons, and you just never know if that show's going to be coming back, so stay tuned as far as Container Wars is concerned.
Yeah, that's awesome. And were there ever any serious arguments over the auction items? Because I know somebody will have a number, and then someone else has a higher number. Were there any serious arguments?
Of course. There was a lot of behind the scenes. A lot of behind the scenes, although, you know, obviously being the only woman on the show, there definitely was a lot of squabble behind the scenes. And yes, there was a couple of actual fights. And yes, of course, it's competition. We're bidding on containers with high amounts of money. So yes, a lot of tension, a lot of nerves. But again, at the end of the day, it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite purchase that you got?
Yes, I do. I didn't win, but it was just a lot of fun because when I did bid on a container full of bananas, literally, and I am speaking on behalf of the experience, I went bananas. I lost it. I totally lost it. I was so upset, so angry, pizza. I was crazy. Deanna for bananas for the day, throwing bananas around like a big monkey. So, yes, I was very upset, but it was fun. It was, again, we laughed at the end of the day, but, yes, I was really upset because I lost my bananas.
That's so funny. But did you like bananas? Because if you did, you just have a whole bunch to eat.
Oh, believe me, we had plenty.
And then you also hosted the show Closet Diggers in Orange County, which is fascinating to watch, you know, for someone who's, you know, not familiar with that kind of lifestyle of people, the, you know, the rich lifestyle and having the different kind of closet. How did you get involved in the fashion business to, you know, have a TV show like that?
Well, it came with the business of being on the red carpet while I was on Container Wars and attending red carpet events. I got to get to know a lot of celebrities. So with that said and done, when I would meet the celebrities, again, being a treasure hunter from Orange County, I did a lot of estate sales and a lot of personal friends of mine that I listed their stuff up on eBay from their closets. So I would be able to engage in conversations with the celebrities on the red carpets or at these events. And before you knew it, we'd be talking about their items that they wanted to list. And before you knew it, I had a clientele of celebrities that I was listing their items on eBay. But then I said, hey, why don't we take everything to a live auction? So that's how I created the show Closet Diggers. And obviously had all my friends, you know, attend my auctions and everything. And again, it turned out to be something fun and original. We shot it here in Orange County. We pitched it, and sure enough, it got picked up. So, again, like I said, it was definitely something organic, authentic that I did, and having my friends involved with it, and ended up being sold to a network. So, again, that was a lot of fun too. And I do still sell on eBay. I still do. From this day on, I do. So, it's definitely a secondary business for me.
That's really cool. Did you have a favorite closet that you've been into?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there was one celebrity. Don't want to drop a name because we did get into a fight. because he was telling me that her Bob Mackie gowns were worth more than Cher's gowns, and I was going back and forth with her, so she told me to get out of her house, and I didn't know what I was talking about or anything like that, so... that one celebrity now knows that I'm definitely dropping the name of Cher's Bob Mackie gowns, so she knows who she is so high out there. Just kidding. No, but yeah, definitely that was one of my favorite closets because she did have a lot of vintage items that were original, and she was definitely an icon back in her day. So, yes, that was my favorite closet. That's awesome. Unnamed, but she already knows who she is.
Well, that's cool. So I'm sure it's awesome to be in California around a lot of celebrities. You get to be a part of like that kind of environment. And you've been in a few movies. I know you were in one movie with Jim Carrey called Man on the Moon. So how has it been working in Hollywood and being in the Hollywood movies?
You know what? Right now, Hollywood has changed a lot, especially after COVID. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Generally speaking, working in Hollywood back in the day, about 20, 25 years ago, I don't want to say it was a lot easier. It was just a lot more different. These days, it is all about who you know, who knows you, and casting has changed quite a bit. But again, it's still a positive, very positive place to have a career. And I do encourage a lot of young women or young men who want to get into the Hollywood scene to definitely take classes and get yourself, you know, pretty much ready to be in front of the camera. But otherwise, having a Hollywood career is a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and a lot of perseverance. Mm-hmm. You can't take no for an answer, no matter how many times you're told no, because there will be a yes there one day. So just keep going for it.
Yeah. That's really good advice. I know a lot of things have changed because of social media, and it is a lot about who you know, how many followers you have and things like that.
Exactly.
So I would imagine it's much harder. And you have another upcoming film. I saw a Facebook post that you had where you play Agent Rodriguez. Can you give us a little snippet of what that movie is about?
That is going to be a very, very, very interesting movie because it does deal with the whole topic of the mafia And under the circumstances of the movie, I can't really talk too much about it. Just that the title right now is Faction of a Hitman, and it has to deal with a lot of mafia true events that happened back in the 70s. So it is a 70s piece, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm sure it'll be probably up and going by next year, I would say about summertime of 2021. So remember Faction of a Hitman. And yep, it's a mafia movie. So a lot of fun shooting that too, playing Agent Rodriguez, FBI agent. And had a lot of fun shooting that too.
And so where would we be able to see that? Is that in theaters or it's online?
That is going to be a theatrical release, and obviously it'll be available online after the theatrical release. So it'll be out in the theaters.
Awesome. And so you also have another hat that you wear as an executive producer. You have Deanna Land Productions. Can you tell us about that and how it came to be?
Well, as I mentioned, I've seen that Hollywood has changed a lot, and I've always wanted to give the opportunity to a lot of people around me that are just so talented, and you know, they don't have the opportunity to, you know, either or be in front of the camera, or if not, get their scripts out there or their short films done. So, you know, I love Disneyland. Disneyland is the happiest place on earth, so to speak.
Yeah,
so that's how
sure.
I came up with that's how I came up with Deanna Land, because I wanted everybody to experience something and obviously have a happy, you know, time doing it. But for the most part, you know, making other people's wishes and dreams come true. So I created Deanna Land Productions. So, you know, working, side by side with my partner from Falcon Pictures, you know, I'm creating that whole genre for people who don't have that opportunity. And now they do, you know, being affiliated with Deanna Land Productions and, you know, getting people on board again who wouldn't have the opportunity if, in fact, you know, we didn't give them the opportunity. So that's where we're at right now. We're very much working on a lot of promising projects, including Ghetto Busters. And like I said, at the end of the day, it is Happy Ever After and Deanna Land Productions.
That's awesome. And you're based in California, correct?
We are based in California, correct.
So how can people get involved with your production team?
Just right now, go ahead and look me up on Instagram, Deanna Molay, and if not, on Twitter, Deanna Molay 1, and Facebook, Deanna Molay, and my website for Deanna Land Productions should be up very, very soon, and you can also find me on IMDb under Deanna Molay, and you'll also find my production company under Deanna Molay as well, so, yes.
That's so cool. I love when, you know, you have experience in something and you also want to give back. And I was just talking to my mom today. It's like when you have dreams and aspirations and you might not see it, it's good to kind of create what you want to see or be the change that you want to see. So it's awesome when I hear people do things like this.
Very true. And congratulations on your title.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Yeah. So how you liking being a reporter beauty queen?
Oh, it's so fun. It's awesome. I was just going to ask you about, you know, your titles. You know, you hold Miss International 2011 to 2012, Miss America 2004 to 2005, and also with Dawn, you're Miss Latina USA 2018 to 2019. So how did you meet Dawn, and how did you, you know, get into the beauty queen world?
Wow, I met... This is where we start definitely counting the years. I met Dawn back in the day because of pageants, and I actually was invited by Dawn doing background work back in the day, and she just was such an amazing personality, someone I love keeping in touch with, you know, over the years. She's very well connected with Hollywood herself and obviously out there in Florida, and just her continuing to just get you beauty queens out there, and along with myself too, to red carpet events and interviewing the celebrities and up and coming people in the communities and everything, I think is so amazing. And Dawn is somebody that I look up to constantly all the time. I always go and I vibe in on her Hollywood connection, her little show and everything on Instagram. And I just want to tell Dawn, I'm so proud of you. You know, she's still in there and always helping others. And we need a lot more Dawns in the world. And that's why as I mentioned earlier, congratulations on your title, because this definitely will carry you through a lot of future stuff and being out there and just gaining that confidence and everything while you're out there interviewing.
Yeah, thank you so much. I actually, when I was younger, about 8 years old, I think, I told my mom I wanted to be an actress. I wanted to get into the entertainment industry. And I think it was a lot easier back then because there wasn't any social media. You just needed a little headshot and things like that.
Right.
But then a few years later, when I was 15, I met Dawn, and Dawn's been a part of my life for 10 plus years. And I actually have three titles with her. The title I have now is my third title. And I've been able to talk to so many people, been on red carpets. I met some of my favorite actors in some faith-based films. I mean, it's just been so awesome. And it's nice to meet other people and find a love and a passion and a confidence. Because, when I started doing this again, it was something that I needed to, help me become more confident. So I'm very thankful for Dawn and everything that she's done for me, and to just do this is just so great, because you inspire other people.
You're definitely right about that. And if you're ever down here in California, please, please give me a call. I would love to, either or if I'm working on production, bring you out to set and show you around and everything. Because like I said, our production companies right now are growing tremendously. We're very excited about our projects coming up. And by all means, please give me a call when you're out here in California, because I'd love to bring you to set.
That sounds so great. I've always wanted to be in L.A. I was in L.A. for a few minutes, like outside of LAX. I went to In-N-Out Burger, and that was it. That was my experience of L.A. So I would love to come and just hang out there.
I hear you. I totally hear you.
But yeah, with your title, what have you been able to do with your titles? And do you have a story of someone that, came up to you and said, wow, you're, Miss International? Like, what have you been able to do with your titles?
Well, to be honest, the Miss America title has not gone anywhere since 2004 when I did win it. That, I would have to say, my director even back then told me, this title is going to, pretty much follow you throughout your life. And being the only Latina so far who's held the title, that definitely has brought a lot into the community. Obviously, being here in Orange County, where, again, they're always calling me back to do, due diligence duties for being a former Miss America. And it's always a very, very popular subject when I'm on different radio shows or radio podcasts. Wherever I go, it follows me. So I would have to say the Miss America title has definitely continued. And I don't think it will ever, as my director had told me back in the day, it will ever leave my side, because it continues to open doors for me. Even now, how many years later, 2004, 2005 was my reign. So 15 years later, it's still with me. Now it's still continuing to look the part. That's the part that's hard to keep up with. You always want to keep up with that part. Because, when they see you, oh, you're a former Miss America. Oh, wow, this and this and that. And you just always want to look the part. And so I right. definitely work at that to continue to look like a Miss America, a former Miss America. That's for sure.
Awesome. So then you're also a real estate agent. Is that a passion that you've always had?
It is, because although it is definitely a job, it also is a mission field, because you do get to help out a lot of families and, if not first-time home buyers, make their, dreams come true, being a first-time home buyer or purchasing their first home. And literally, you get to have, extended family each time you sell or you move a, real estate transaction. You have these people almost for life, because if not, they're now having their kids buy homes, or if not, they're going on to their future retirement home, or they're wanting to sell or expand, whatever it may be. It just really is a mission field, because you carry people onto another level of their life, and it is life-changing. It really is, under the circumstances. It goes in one of the top five most stressful scenarios to be involved with, which is purchasing a home or selling a home. And again, it's a mission field, because you meet so many different people, so many different people. So I love my job, and I love the fact that I can make differences in people's lives. And again, make their experience that much more relaxed for them by taking on more responsibility for the most part. That separates me from the average realtor. And yes, I do take on stress, and at the end of the transaction, I'll be like, oh, by the way, I didn't let you know this, but we got through it.
That's awesome. It's good when the real estate agent really does care. It's good because I've met some real estate agents who are like, yeah, you know, they're not really interested in you sometimes. But it's good when the real estate agent is interested in the person and listens to what they actually want. Because I've been in situations where, like, the real estate agent didn't listen. I'm like, we don't want this. We want this, you know. So it's nice when you actually care. You go the extra mile. So that's amazing. And
you definitely have to.
You've had an amazing career. You've done a lot of awesome things. Or is there anything that you're excited to do that you haven't done yet?
I do have a bucket list. I'm hoping to travel a lot more next year. So that's definitely something that I would love to do in the very, very near future, which is hopefully in the next 6 months. And, you know, that's taking on a little bit more of my philanthropy work that I've always, you know, wanted to do and give back to third world countries. So that's definitely in the planning if time, you know, obviously permits. And I've got my hubby on board now for that, too. And so it's something that I'm hoping to do in the next 6 months. And so hopefully with COVID and everything going on, I'll be able to do that. So we'll see. Call me in 6 months and I'll let you know.
So cool. So for someone, I know you said earlier a little bit, like, you encourage young people to be in the entertainment industry. Is there any someone that you looked up to when you were younger that gave you a piece of advice? Like, can you share that and any other kind of advice you'd like to give to those who want to be in the entertainment industry?
I would definitely have to say my acting coach back in the day. Her name was, her name is Connie Fonse, and she was my acting coach out of a small acting studio up in Hollywood, which was called Nosotros, and it's actually a big organization now these days. But I really looked up to her because there was always that little spark in her. Although she was in her 30s when she was my acting coach, she almost had like a childlike spirit about her. And what I've realized with the youth and with the young people in Hollywood these days, and my best, I don't like putting advice out there, but from my experience, is to just always have a childlike spirit with what you're doing. Because when you have that childlike spirit, your dreams will never die. And you'll always want to pursue, and you'll have different levels of your dreams each and every year as you age in, you know, in this life, but you'll always have a childlike point of view, and you'll always, always want to have that perseverance of making your dreams come true. And that's exactly what I'm doing and continuing to live in my life, is making my dreams and my wishes come true, but with the fact of leaving my legacy behind with a lot of the individuals that I meet, whether on a daily basis or for a season or so. I definitely encourage a lot of the youth to just continue to be authentic, be genuine, be yourself, but hold on to that child and never grow up. Always have that in your heart and continue to dream.
Amazing. That is such great advice. I think we forget as adults to have fun, take ourselves too serious.
I still dance in the mirror with my ice cream.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much, Deanna. I think that is all the time we have today. If you could really quickly just say your social media again so we can follow you.
Sure. It's Deanna Molay on Instagram, Deanna Molay1 on Twitter, Deanna Molay Facebook, and DeannaLamProductions.com, which I had mentioned earlier, will be my website coming up very soon, and Deanna Molay on IMDb.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. You have a great rest of your night.
You too. Thank you. And I wish you the best, too. Thank you.
Thank you.